Imagine living in the same place for nearly half a century, watching the community change around you. Mac has been a part of Portage Bay floating home community in Seattle since 1968 and has seen it go from affordable homes to million-dollar ones. This is yet another example of the unaffordability of Seattle living in its most iconic communities. Radioactive's Aubrey Gilperin has more.
Houseboats. My dad started taking my sister and me to see them on the weekends a couple of years ago. Each dock has its own distinct character. Some have custom-made homes. Others look like suburban neighborhoods, with potted flowers on their front porches and neighbors who look out for each other. But instead of a yard, they have a lake. Mac's dock is one of these.
Yeah.
At 83 years old, he's been floating in Lake Union since the Beatles released Yellow Submarine. He came to Seattle on a whim to visit his cousin and happened upon the houseboat community by chance.
I was only going to spend a week or two, and I'd been living overseas, so I was still up in the air as to what I wanted to do, either go back overseas or stay here.
He realized what a great deal the houseboats were.
People were selling because they knew that it would cost them as much as they'd paid for the house to put in sewage. So they were getting out. And that was a good deal for me, you know, because they said, well, you won't last here more in a couple of years because they're going to throw all of you out of here.
The houses back then cost around $7,000, which was what Mac could afford. He used his savings from his time in the military to buy his home. The community was different when he first moved in.
Students on the other side, students down the way, people that were lower medium income. Few well-to-do, but not too many. They didn't stay very long.
A lot of the houses were poorly constructed, and the water surrounding them was filled with sewage.
My father came out once, said I was living in shanty town, was not impressed. Said he got me through with private schools and everything, and he ended up in shanty town, and he was not happy about it. So he never came back. But that's okay. He did what he wanted to do, and I did what I needed to do.
The city of Seattle wasn't enthusiastic about the houseboats either.
The city didn't want houseboats. We were considered dregs, I guess.
But the citizens of Seattle spoke out and said, hey, we like those dregs.
And so we began to clean up the lake. And suddenly it became quite the place to live. And after that, it was changed.
The prices for the houseboats skyrocketed. Interested in buying a floating home? The going price for a two-bedroom, two-bath is $980,000. It took Mac years of repairs to make his houseboat into the home it is today.
What's this on your door here?
It's filled with objects from his travels and pieces salvaged from shipyards.
Oh, those are ships always had all of these things. And we'd collect them, you know, stick them up.
His bed sits under the window, and there's just enough space for one person to walk by.
Trying to make it look sort of like a bunk on a ship or something.
He stayed while the other owners drifted away.
You miss them when they leave.
New owners moved in to take their places. Now, many of the houseboats belong to the young and affluent and tech workers.
They're getting different now because they're coming in and thinking, what a good, you know, deal. We'll buy this and rent it out. We're getting good rents. And so you lose that continuity. And I miss that. Nothing good. That's Seattle. It's happening all over Seattle.
From his back porch, you can see construction cranes around the lake and the cityscape changing. The new houseboats have a unique style. They're homes made of metal that look like they've come from a sci-fi movie. They're homes with docks big enough to moor a yacht. And there are homes with full rooftop gardens.
So the old ones are being destroyed. Pretty much. And probably this will all be gone, and they'll have something.
Before he knew it, 45 years had passed, and he still hadn't moved from his houseboat.
I just lived. Time just flew by. I didn't realize it was so old. Suddenly woke up and said, God, I'm still here. I haven't found a place better, or any place I'd want to live more than here. I think if I left the houseboat, I'd want to leave Seattle.
His home is constantly moving along with the waves, but he remains a symbol of steadiness. For Radioactive, I'm Aubrey Violetta Gelperin.